Today's Fan Run Podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the UFC, has a heavyweight offer for this weekend's fight with 100-1 odds. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 when you bet on the main card fighter to win. That's code FANRUN in all caps. For a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older and Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Fox Sports Knoxville is proud to present the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right? But in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves, coming at you live from the Fan Run Studios. John Reed, Cam Black, Draven Fine. For the next 3 hours, we will talk sports and other things. How are we today? Nothing from Hayden. Cameron, how are you?
I'm doing good. Nice week, nice weather. I'm enjoying myself. I'm having a good week so far.
The nice weather's been chilly.
You don't like 60?
I mean, I don't mind it. Cam just usually does it. I'm a little confused.
I
don't,
but I haven't really been outside in the later hours when it's been colder. Like, middle of the day, it's been fine. And
I was going to say, it's kind of chilly this morning. Kind of chilly right now, but either way, okay.
But I'm doing good. I am doing good. You see everybody, loading up gas stations and stuff now? You been seeing that?
Wait, what?
You mean it's, loading up gas?
Yeah, everybody's been making a run on the gas stations because everybody's worried that we're going to run out of gas. I feel like it's just like the toilet paper thing last year.
Wasn't there something yesterday, the day before, with a liner or something getting having to stop and turn around or something like that, basically?
Yeah, maybe something with that. But I think also something got hacked in something in the oil industry. And so people are concerned that it's going to mess up gas and stuff like
hacked.
That. So
what
people,
got hacked?
I don't even remember what it was called. But yeah, my parents have been sending me pictures of lines just around corners of gas stations. One of my friends in Cleveland, Tennessee was there's all the stations are out of gas.
Well, yeah.
Everybody's just been
cybersecurity attack.
Yeah. So everybody's just been loading up on gas.
Okay. Well, I hope you got gas. I filled up. I got enough to last me. Do you think it's Elon? Do you think Elon's doing this? Do you think this is his
grand
revenge?
Scheme?
I think it's his revenge from SNL. People mad at him.
Yeah.
Well, I'm gonna overtake the fuel industry, and you're gonna have to get Teslas and electric cars.
Yes.
Something
Maybe.
To.
But yeah, if you need gas.
Okay. Well,
maybe,
if you need gas,
maybe out of luck.
Go wait in line, I guess.
I was about to say, is it not gonna be a little crazy?
Do you need to leave? Do you need to go get gas, Draven?
I think I'm good. Honestly, I have no idea.
I don't know where your
recently.
Car's gas meter is.
I mean, I don't really pay attention to it all the time.
No.
Just kind of randomly check every now and then.
Every time I'm in the car.
I was going to say, I feel like at any given moment I would know about how much gas I have in my car.
Really?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'd at least be cognitive of it. Yeah, if I'm okay, I'm less than a quarter of a tank, which I try not to get less than a quarter of a tank too often. Mm. I try to keep it somewhat over half a tank at least.
All the time for me, man.
Yeah.
I'm always running on fumes.
Broke college kid life.
really, though.
It ain't
really.
That. It's just lazy.
It is lazy. It is.
I wouldn't even say it's the money, because eventually you have to put the money in it anyways, but it's more of a, I'm riding a moment at a time.
Yeah.
Not planning for the future. I'll let future Draven worry about the gas problem. I got to go home.
That is the worst. I'm worry about it in the morning. Then I'm scrambling in the morning. It's I got to get gas.
All these trains that have kept you late have really just been you've been running out of gas.
Pretty much.
That's it. All right. So Cam's good. How are you, Draven?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Okay. All right. Short and sweet.
I was about to say, I mean, can't complain, you know?
No complaints. No, okay.
No school. Been nice.
Yeah? You feel
also,
empty
now? Hey, no mask. I worked last night. Didn't have to wear a mask. That's the first time.
How'd that make you feel?
Different. Really. It made me feel weird. Like, I was like, you know.
So used to it.
It kind of, the mask hides the facial expressions that you make underneath people. Man. So, you know, sometimes you might be nice underneath the mask, but, you know, maybe have a little dirty look or something. You can't be doing that anymore, John. Just saying.
I would slip up if I just instantly went back to no mask. I would forget about that.
It's a dangerous game. It's a dangerous game.
After having to wear my mask for my entire trip last week, I've been taking advantage of just gas station just not putting it on.
Yeah.
No thanks. Yeah. No thanks. We got 100% capacity at the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Will they make us wear masks there? Do you have to wear masks inside the baseball stadium? Do we know?
It's outside, so I feel like, well, I guess.
I haven't been to one yet. Know. Do we?
There's not people sitting there wearing masks. Maybe when you come in, you have to wear a mask?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I don't think I've seen any information on that. I can't even remember looking at, like, the games, like, if I saw people in the crowd wearing them or not.
I don't think so.
I'm so desensitized to it now, you know? Like, I don't notice that people are doing it or anything anymore.
I feel like if you're having 100% capacity, you can't be like, oh, yeah, and also wear a mask. Maybe to get in. I don't know.
You wouldn't think so. It's just...
The Braves game, when they did full capacity the other day, was there any mask?
I didn't notice either. Yeah, I don't know. But when I went to the Hawks game, you know, last weekend or 2 weekends ago, you still had to have your masks on while you were, like, basically the entire time, like, while you're
really?
Sitting. Yeah. Which was kind of annoying.
Yeah. How was that game, by the way?
Gotta be honest, it wasn't very fun. It just felt weird.
This trip just sounds overall not very great, man. I was expecting you to come in here giving us crazy stories, wild nights, all that.
It wasn't great. It wasn't great. It was, you know, the Bulls without LaVine and Vucevic. Mm. The lack of capacity wasn't very fun.
That's what I'm worried about. Like, I wanted to go to one, but I was like, it's not going to be the same with, like, 25% of people in there.
Yeah, it wasn't even 25%, I don't think. I guess it'd be close. Yeah, so close to 4,000, so it's like 20%. But it wasn't very fun. That's why I'm looking forward to being, like, back on this weekend, you know, the Tennessee baseball game, 100%.
Yeah.
I want to feel some electricity. I think there's going to be at least early in the game, if Tennessee can, you know, make it through the first couple innings without getting shellacked, you could get a really good atmosphere.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, it'd be, you know, just get through the first couple innings without giving up 3 or 4 runs, and that'll be a fun atmosphere that will play really well on TV. I think Tennessee will make some national headlines, get some attention for a good baseball crowd.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Granted, we talked about how what were they called again? The Legends?
Legend of Lindsay.
Yeah, they're not going to be there, at least in full capacity. There'll be a couple people there holding it down, I would say.
Gotta be.
There's
right?
a couple of legends that are like, hey, guys, what are you doing? The team needs us more than ever now. We can't leave. Uh-huh. Canceled internships. Like, hey, sorry, I got other things come up.
Priorities.
Well, I mean, like, what are the. Yeah, like, I feel, you know, not to go back on what I was talking about yesterday, but I mean, I feel like they should have planned ahead, like, guys, like, you had to realize at some point, like, Tennessee's probably going to host a regional.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, Omaha, the hell are you guys going to do about that? You're not going to be at Omaha if we make the World Series? Just going to abandon the team?
Hey, just leave in the time of need, like you said, the most important time. What kind of legends does that mean?
I was about to say, not very legendary at all.
There'll be some people there holding it down. If I was in the crew, I would have said, like, sorry, if you're leaving, you don't get to say goodbye. You don't get to tweet out a goodbye.
Yeah.
No. Nah. No thanks.
Either stick with us forever or you were never with us in the first place.
But I'm excited to get back in front of a, you know, big capacity crowd. The Hawks game wasn't very fun. We actually left in the third quarter.
Really? Didn't even finish the
game? Actually left at halftime.
Was it a close game? I can't remember.
Well, they were down a little bit at halftime. By the time we actually made it out of the state arena, they'd already taken the lead like a minute and a half into the second half. I mean, I knew they were going to win. It's just wasn't feeling it.
Mm.
Drinks were too expensive.
Yeah.
Price and everything.
Yeah, I was hungry. I was like, it was food. It was kind of a waste. Which I wasn't really crazy about going anyway. Like, I don't really, you know, drink it on Big Game John. I don't know if you've heard me talk about that before. I typically only go to big games. I go to the big games. I'm there. If there's a big game, I'll try my best to be there to support my boys.
Just so much more of a risk, though, man.
I mean, losing? Yeah, sure, yeah, that's fine. But like,
there's some heartbreakers, man.
Yeah, that's fun.
This just feels like a good way just to celebrate, like a, you know, like you said, they were going to beat the Bulls. Why not, you know?
Because that didn't really matter. Beating the Bulls didn't really matter. Didn't want to spend my whole Saturday night there watching us beat a Bulls team that wasn't very good. I mean, it's one of those things like you knew was going to happen. You knew you were going to beat the Bulls. Mm-hmm. Like going on Friday, you know, Tennessee-Arkansas. I don't know if Tennessee's going to win that game, but if you do win, that'll feel cool. That will be a big-time statement nationally.
The reward's higher.
The reward's much higher. Much higher. And I'm ready to go. So people have said, yeah, you're supposed to wear a mask when you're walking in and walking around the concessions, but not at the seats.
Okay.
Makes sense.
I'm about to say, if they're making them wear a seat, there's no way they'd be able to enforce that.
Face coverings will be required for all fans and game day staff and must remain in place when entering, moving around, and leaving the stadium. Okay.
You know.
We're at the point now where like we're just kind of rolling our eyes at that, right?
Yeah.
I think that's so.
Like wear it while you're moving around, but while you're sitting in there together, everybody 100%, you're fine when you're screaming and jeering and spitting on everybody.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Like we're at the point now where we're just rolling our eyes, right? Like at that.
Yeah. Pretty much. Especially because like me, for example, I'm vaccinated, so I'm just like, I still got to do all this stuff. Like,
Yeah, that's when you've seen people like really change their tune too. Yeah. Is whenever they have been like, "Hey, we went and got vaccinated. Like, we're supposed to not have to do this stuff anymore."
Yeah, that's what you know they marketed it as.
And like here in America, like it feels like you know at least everyone who's wanted vaccinated has had the chance to get it now.
Yeah,
I know that's not the case everywhere. You know, like India.
Yeah,
was getting ransacked. You know that's.
Yeah. Most other countries don't have as many vaccines as we have available, so
right. But I mean, like, behind, here in America, we've had the opportunity to do that. Like, if you haven't done it, it's either because you're lazy, you're not that worried about it, or you just aren't ever going to do it.
Yep.
But all right, Friday,
big
baseball series. Looking forward to it. We'll get the sports story of the day from Draven after the break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, Draven, what do you got for us as we come in here on this Tuesday afternoon? What is the story of the day?
I would have to say probably the story of the day would be Russell Westbrook passing up Oscar Robertson.
Okay.
Man, pretty impressive, John. All-time triple-double list.
All right.
Yeah, nice to see him get that done in a loss.
I knew it was coming.
But
I knew it was
what
coming.
Was it, like 20-something, 21 and...
I think he had 28 assists.
28, 21, and 13. I mean, he was a do-it-all guy last night.
Yeah, with Beal out, he kind of had to, and he took full advantage, it seemed like.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Then now the triple-double king.
He deserves it.
It's crazy that he has, like, 83 more than, like, LeBron. Like, I was looking at, like, that list, and I was just like, wow.
Yeah.
Blow my mind, but it's crazy impressive, and it's not like he's like we kind of talked about yesterday. Like he's got a couple years left where he'll be around, and I'm sure he'll still be putting up triple doubles. So he could easily set a record.
I don't know
when we'd see somebody else.
I'm happy for him. I've always liked Russell Westbrook.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the early OKC days, I liked him better than Durant on that team. I thought Durant was a little soft. A little too passive. I thought, it was Westbrook's team as a mentality-wise, at least. I thought he was kind of the leader of that team. Now, you get good and bad with him, for sure.
Yeah.
You do have to deal with some of his shortcomings, but, nobody is better in the regular season than Russell Westbrook. There are a few guys you would rather have in the regular season than Russell Westbrook.
Especially energy-wise.
Oh, yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, the Rockets trading him to the Wizards was kind of perfect for both teams because the Rockets are like, fine, we'll just tank. We need to stay in the top five to, or yeah. top four to make sure we don't have to give our pick up to I don't even know who they would be giving it up to. OKC? Who does Houston owe their pick to? OKC maybe from the Westbrook trade?
I think so.
From the original one when they tried to trade Paul? Sense.
OKC has almost every draft pick. So
that's a good guess.
So they need to stay in the top four. So like, hey, if we have Russell Westbrook, I know this roster is terrible, but he tries so hard every night. Houston would probably win too many games. He would probably drag this corpse to like the number six record.
Yep.
The number six pick. And then we'll lose our picks. Let's go get John Wall and let's go get Washington and give them Russell Westbrook. And for Washington, you haven't really heard much about Bradley Beal wanting to leave anymore because players kind of like Westbrook. And it's made the Wizards a respectable team. I mean, like, since the early season when they were, just god awful. Weren't they like 3-12 at one point? 3-14, something crazy like that?
Yeah, like, they went on some bad losing streaks for sure.
And then they had COVID kind of shut their season down for 2 weeks. But since then, they have been a pretty good team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're 3-12. Okay, 3-12 through their first 15 games.
Oof.
And it looked like, hey, they were done for. They were dead. People were talking about, this Westbrook thing being a disaster, Westbrook being done, Bill wanting out, blah, blah, blah. But since then, they've settled in and they have, taken advantage of the play-in game and, saved their season. And now they'll be a fun team to watch in the play-in game. I wouldn't mind seeing them make the playoffs and just, playing a fun style of basketball.
Since April, you think they've been the hottest team in the NBA? They were, 19-33?
Yeah, I said pretty much. I guess in their last 20 games, they are 15-5 now at this point. So
basically since April 7th. They were 17-32.
Yeah.
And then on April 7th, then took off and, went 15-5?
Yep.
So 15-5, basically in a month time, that's pretty good. 15-4 before losing to the Hawks last night.
It's the Hawks.
But, it's Russell Westbrook, just putting a team on his back.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a good running mate with Bradley Beal, don't get me wrong. But, Westbrook's mentality is what's carrying this team. Good for him. The triple doubles we kind of laugh at or take advantage of because sometimes it seems like he's just hunting them.
Yeah.
Sometimes it seems kind of like a gimmick.
But the assists help the team. They're getting these guys involved. He's putting them in good situations to get buckets and...
Well, and, there's nobody else on the team, especially, last night when Bill's out, there's nobody else on the team that could do anything. He has to, create every opportunity for them. And he was doing it last night with 21 assists. I mean, they had 28 as a team. Yeah. He had 21. Now, he's doing it all because, I need the ball at all times. But that's when Westbrook's at his best. And like I said, he has his shortcomings. He always has. He probably always will, especially when it comes to the playoffs. You have to point out this guy doesn't really win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
This style of basketball doesn't really win in the playoffs. Get out of my way, I'll do everything. He's never won a playoff series without Kevin Durant, right? He hasn't won a playoff series since 2016.
So, no, not even with Paul George. Would they lose twice?
Yeah,
right?
They lost to the Jazz and then the Blazers, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need people to compliment you a little better. You can't just...
Well, plus, you could just goad him into doing his bad things when it comes to playoffs. Him trying to do everything by himself doesn't work. And him settling for his mid-range jumper or trying to shoot those threes isn't going to work against good teams. And, you play good teams in the playoffs. Especially when you aren't good enough to be a one seed or two seed and you're having to play somebody either equal to you or better than you. You're not going to win that way. And, chances are the Wizards aren't going to win a playoff series this year. I think that's pretty much a foregone conclusion, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they're not going to beat Philadelphia. Ben Simmons will, take care of either him or Bill on the perimeter and, Embiid will dominate down there. They're not going to win that series. They're not going to beat Brooklyn.
Nope.
Oh, that series will be fun.
Yeah.
I think it's somehow getting the seven seed.
Russ going extra hard against Kevin Durant.
Yeah, that would be fun. Those teams would both just score a bunch of points. I would like to see that series. They wouldn't win.
Yeah.
But, that would be pretty fun. But, there are certain teams throughout history that just, max out during the regular season. Those Bulls teams with Thibodeau and Rose, I thought that's how they were. They just played hard every night with Noah. And Butler and Rose, three guys who just bust their ass every night.
Is that what it is? It's just he's going so hard that by the time the playoffs roll around, he's kind of burnt out? Is that kind of how you see it?
I would say that's some of it, Draymond. But I would also just say, like, it's just, like, effort every night helps him succeed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being out there, like, and playing hard every possession and every game helps his stats. But also, like, the shortcomings, yeah, he's probably gassed. You see that with Harden, too, who plays a similar way of, like, doing everything.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, defense is just more sophisticated in the playoffs. Like, people always say, oh, they don't play defense in the regular season, which I think that's dumb, but there's also a little truth to it in the sense of, like, you don't game plan necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, if you're playing four games in 1 week, you don't take a whole plane trip and try to institute a new defense or, like, you know, here's what we're going to do. You got to just do what you do.
Mm-hmm.
You make certain adjustments at halftime and stuff, but you don't put in full game plans. In the playoffs, you do.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be like they do with Giannis. It's like, hey, build a wall. Make him shoot jumpers. And you see him kind of struggle. And the same with Westbrook. Like, hey, we're not going to let him get to the rim every time. And don't help off the corner shots. Like, let him shoot those mid-range jumpers. Let him shoot threes. And he kind of, you know, falls apart a little bit.
Kind of a perfect example. Last night he has a great game. And then, you know, has a chance to really cap it off with that three at the end. And it was kind of a tough shot. But
Yeah, he had time to get to the rim, though.
He
yeah.
did.
Exactly.
He had, like, what, 2 seconds when yeah. he took that shot?
But, like,
two or three
said,
seconds
he loves
left.
To sell for those mid-rangers sometimes or just the jump shots.
The pull-up shots. He'll shoot pull-up threes as well. Like, it was kind of a perfect, you know, microcosm of the good and bad of Westbrook. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, record-breaking. If it has a chance to win it, and
yep.
goes back to bad habits. But,
like, we have those teams that max out in the regular season. I feel like we have a couple players like that, too, and I think Westbrook kind of embodies that.
Yeah.
But good job by Westbrook passing the big O. I feel like he's one of these players we'll appreciate a lot more as we get further away from his career. Although, like, I do feel like he needs to win something, and I don't think he will.
No.
Because I feel like Westbrook's going to be stuck kind of in that place where he's just going to be on bad teams trying to maximize them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Desperate teams.
Yeah.
The Wizards are just desperate for anything.
Like, kind of like how Chris Paul went to the Thunder, but Chris Paul played his way out of that.
Yeah.
Chris Paul played so well at the Thunder and played such good winning basketball. They're like, hey, you know what? Let's bring you up to the big times. Come to Phoenix, like, where we're trying to actually win something. I would say Westbrook probably will be in Washington next year as well. Maybe Washington's like, hey, a full year of this, we could be a top 5 or 6 team next year.
If they could just get, like, 2 decent role players, I mean, they could be, like, a 6 seed in the East, maybe, competing for that at least.
Yeah,
I mean,
if I'm them next year, like, hey, if we're healthy all year, like, we feel like we could maybe be a top 6 team.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, they're not, like, a championship contender. Like, Westbrook's never going to go to one of those because his game's not going to age well. The older he gets, like, he's still getting his stats, but, like, eventually it's just going to be like, okay, you can't get to the rim. But congrats to him passing the big O. What was it, 182? His 182nd triple-double. I'm surprised he hasn't already gotten that, honestly.
Yeah.
In fact, he's averaged it for like 4 of the last 5 years, right?
Yeah.
Or you would think he'd already had that many.
Doesn't sound like a lot.
82 games in the average one, yeah.
It's an NBA record.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I would imagine he's not going to slow down anytime soon.
Anybody be able to pass him up, you think, one day down the road?
I just don't think,
like you said, he's going to push this number pretty far.
He'll get to 240 at least, right? I mean, like,
I would imagine.
Another 60?
Yeah.
Over the next 3 years, he'll get to another 20 per season at least.
You'd think so, yeah.
I just don't know if there'll ever be anybody that, like, plays his way.
Yeah, that's what my thing is. He's going to build such a lead here, too.
And it's also been, like, in the perfect situations. Because, like, in Oklahoma City, like, they were, like I said, you know, boxing out to get him rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
All of his big men are like, hey, we want you to get all these rebounds. Like, we're boxing out. We're not trying to get it. You get it and go. I just don't know if we'll see that again. I'll be surprised, but maybe it happens. I don't know. Maybe he'll push this so far where it becomes an unbreakable record. Although that'd people used crazy. To think that about the big O.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, he had, what, 50 more than, you know, Magic Johnson's in third, right, with 130?
Yeah.
So people probably thought, like, no one was ever going to beat the big O's because the pace of play and the shooting was so bad back in the day. Like, you know, there were so many extra rebounds.
Magic's at 138.
Okay.
So
40 short, basically.
Still quite the gap.
Yeah, still quite the gap.
Like you said, LeBron only 99. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I mean, you think, now, you know, You could make the case that, like, if LeBron had tried to do it, because it does seem like Westbrook has tried to do this the last 4 years.
You think that is true? I always
I think so.
He hunts the rebounds. Like, he goes in there and tries to get. Like, he's good at it, but, like.
But, I mean, you're still just playing basketball when you're doing that. Just because you're crashing the board and handling the ball all the time doesn't mean you're necessarily looking for those stats.
Like, guys aren't, like. You know, like the rebound's coming and somebody just kind of hops in front of him to get it. Westbrook's always making sure he's the guy that hops in front, you know, on his team.
And not only that, like, you know, Westbrook, if you watch, I mean, has done bad things throughout the time that's hurt. Like even like last week against the Raptors, he like sucked off of his guy to go down in the lane to try to basically get a rebound in case it came and give up a wide open shot. Like he gets a little lost on defense sometimes and hangs around the rim and like, hey, you're a guard. You're supposed to be out there. We're on offense, like, hey, you're the guard. You're supposed to kind of be back on defense, and here you are crashing the boards. Mm-hmm. So I do think he does hunt them, but I do think his teams usually need them. But congrats to Westbrook for making history in a loss against your Atlanta Hawks.
Wow. Congrats.
It happens to the best of them.
38 and 31. Wow, what a turnaround for the Hawks, Cam.
What a turnaround.
How many wins they have last year?
Let's see it.
I don't even remember how many games we had to play last year because we didn't get to go to the bubble. We had, like, what, 21 wins last year?
Yeah. Nate McMillan's done that by himself.
Yeah, we were 14 and 20 when he took over, so we're, what, 24 and 11?
Yep.
It's pretty good.
Pretty good. At the Pacers, wish they still had Nate right now.
DeAndre Hunter back. Oof. Got 14 minutes last night. All right. Love to see it.
Looked pretty solid for being out for so long. Can't wait for him to get off minute restriction.
It's ramping up in time for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. Perfectly timed.
Okay. Had some other big news when it comes to the playoffs. We'll dive into that next. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program, big night for a couple teams in the Eastern Conference as the Heat and Celtics play.
Oof, tough break for the Celtics.
Tough break for the Celtics as Jaylen Brown out for the year with a wrist injury. Draven, your thoughts as you shake your head?
I'd say it's about done. So you can put a fork in them, John. It's over. I mean, they already a terrible team. And by the way, with Jaylen Brown, you get blown out by the Bulls over the weekend. Another loss for them as well. Like, they're done, right? I mean, they have nobody. We've talked about the lack of depth on this team, just the lack of overall roster. Now you lose Jaylen Brown, who, by the way, was pretty much all they had, I feel like. I mean, Tatum's been good. He's also had, you know, kind of had that issue with COVID, stuff like that. But Jaylen Brown's, like, career high in points.
They didn't have him for the Bulls game. He was out since the – he's been out since the Blazers game, I guess, 9 days ago. So he wasn't there for that game. But – like you said, averaging 25 points a game. He's been really good. Him and Tatum, pretty much all they have.
Yep.
And now it's just Tatum. They weren't very good with Brown, and I do think it'll be over for them now that Brown is officially out. Even if they make the playoffs through the play-in game, you know, I feel like that's going to be an easy out for whoever they play.
Yeah.
Either Brooklyn or Philly. As it sits now, they're pretty much locked into the seventh seed. Unless they win tonight. If they were able to beat the Heat tonight, they would have a chance to catch them. They'd only be a game back with the tiebreaker.
Yeah. They're getting swept either way. Nets or Bucks, like, there's, they cannot compete with those teams with no Jaylen Brown.
Yeah,
right? I mean.
Enough, yeah. The roster already is, not great. So. They wouldn't have quite enough to get by or even really compete with those teams.
So between the Celtics, Hornets, Pacers, and Wizards, like, are any of these teams worth a damn? We just talked a lot about Russell Westbrook. Like, that's the most.
If Beal was able to come back, they could be, you know, at least annoying to play, and you'd rather not play them just because you're going to have to actually. I may have to come with it a little bit because, like you said, Westbrook's always going to be going. He's going to be on 100 every single night. So, and Bradley Beal, of course, is just a scoring threat. So,
is Gordon Hayward coming back anytime soon for your Buzz City? Like, is he has a chance of getting back for the playoffs?
I haven't seen any reports.
Yeah, if he doesn't come back, I don't think they're.
Now, the opposite in the Western Conference, like, I think the four teams in the playing games there are all very intriguing.
Yeah.
or at least three of them. Although, big win for the Spurs last night. They beat the hell out of the Bucks.
My goodness. What was it, like 87 points in the first half or something ridiculous?
Between that and the Pelicans blowing that game against the Grizzlies, good night for the Spurs as they pretty much lock up that 10 seed.
Is it basically what the Pelicans have to win out, right? And the Spurs have to lose out just about?
Yeah, it's not going to happen for them, I wouldn't think. Pelicans needed that game last night. But if you look there, yeah, I mean, the Lakers, Warriors, and Grizzlies, like all three of those teams, pretty intriguing. The Grizzlies, of course, the home state team, but also, like, you look, I mean, like, that's a team with two young stars, used loosely for Jaren Jackson Jr., although, I mean, he's a promising player.
Yep.
And Jonas Valanciunas continues his tear last night. I mean, he was awesome last night, and he's been really good.
Yeah, he was.
So, like, the Grizzlies team got a taste of the playoffs last year, by being in the play-in game. If you look at the Western Conference play-in situation, I mean, obviously the Lakers are the biggest threat there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you go to FanDuel, they're still the favorite to come out of the West, right?
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I mean, it's crazy, but it's not at the same time, because, I mean, like, who are you taking over them in a series? Like, if you had to, like, bet, like, either your money or your life, whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Not the Suns, if they match up with them.
I mean, there's not any team, like, there's not any one team I would look at in a series and say, yeah, I would take this team to beat them, right? I mean, we're still at that point.
Yeah.
Assuming that LeBron is 80% of himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's supposed to be back, what, tonight, right?
Yep.
Knicks?
Yep. LeBron is supposed to make his return tonight as they finish up the season. But, like, as long as he's, like, 80% of himself, like, I wouldn't take anybody in a series to beat them.
Yeah. Lakers still favorite out the West. Second favorite for the title.
Behind Brooklyn?
Yep.
Which, yeah, I mean, Brooklyn's kind of in a similar situation, except Brooklyn's the 3 seed, or the 2 seed, I guess. Where we're, like, waiting to see, like, okay, we haven't seen this team full strength in a long time. Now, I will say that Lakers have probably benefited from LeBron being out from a chemistry standpoint.
Yeah, you'd think so.
As you've had some guys, like, get reps, your roles are more defined there. Like, Brooklyn's going to be throwing in, like, James Harden into, like, a bowl of soup.
Yeah.
Like, this team's never played together, right? I mean, I know, like, the 3 stars have, but, like, adding Blake Griffin, like, they've never played together, all four of them, right?
I don't think so.
Whereas, like, LeBron comes in, you know where LeBron's going to plug in. Like, hey, here you go. Just go stand over there in that corner, KCP. You know what to do. Catch and shoot, baby.
Yep.
The Warriors last night beat the Jazz.
Yeah.
Anything to make of that?
Man,
Donovan Mitchell's still not playing.
No, I mean, it was a good performance. They blew an 18-point lead in the fourth quarter, though. Like, and the Jazz got up two, and then Curry hit a three to win the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I make of it is that, like, Steph Curry's really good. But that Warriors team around him is not very good. Like, I mean, like, it's just Curry and Draymond. That's pretty much it.
If they could have one other guy step up, they could easily beat the Jazz.
I disagree. I think
you tell me if Wiggins doesn't just, like, step into that role a little bit. You have Draymond,
Steph.
They
have beat the Jazz at least twice this year, I remember off the top of my head. But
if they play the Jazz in the playoffs, the Jazz, I think, would win in 5 games. I mean, that's what I think. I mean, I think the Jazz are pretty damn good. And I think last night, I mean, like,
I mean, what's the last time the Jazz got out of the first round?
I think they can make the adjustments to slow Steph down enough to, or at least just let him do his thing and shut everybody else down to where they'd win the series.
Jazz should have gotten out of the first round last year.
Yeah.
Choked. I mean, it would just be the time they beat Oklahoma City.
Which was what, the Donovan Mitchell's rookie year? I mean, his first year, I'm pretty sure.
I think the Jazz would dispose of the Warriors pretty quickly. I'd be more interested in seeing, like, the Lakers-Warriors game.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, what kind of ratings that would do. I think the Lakers would kill them.
Yeah, they got nothing for Anthony Davis at all.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, they would definitely, I think, the Lakers would be fine. I agree. I don't think there's anybody in the West that would take over the Lakers right now. Like, I guess Clippers are really the only argument people
would say. Are we forgetting about the Clippers just a little bit? Is it the whole just playoff P thing? Is that all that's holding them back?
They haven't been talked about a ton. I don't know. Yeah, they're just kind of low key, man. Like, they've been under the radar this year because I think, like, obviously, like, they're not the one. The basic news out of the West has been Utah and Phoenix being so good up there. People kind of just haven't talked about the Clippers. I mean, the Lakers are getting the headlines because of how everybody's been out and stuff like that. So the Clippers have just kind of been under the radar. But I don't know if they have enough for AD that I would, you know, take them over the Lakers.
Well, that's what it's going to come down to, right? It's like,
yeah,
Anthony Davis reminded everyone. And if I lived in Arizona, if I was a Suns fan, I'd be like, oh, damn. We got absolutely no answer for this guy.
Yep.
Well, I mean, DeAndre Ayton, right? You can't throw DeAndre Ayton at that guy.
No, you can't. You can't. You can't throw anybody in the league at him. I mean, like, maybe Giannis, maybe Durant, like in the Eastern Conference, but nobody in the West can guard Anthony Davis. And that's going to be the issue. Like, maybe if you're Dallas, you try your luck with Porzingis, but like, it's going to be a matchup problem for every team in the West, and that's why I still think the Lakers are the favorites in the West, because we know what LeBron can do. We know his postseason success record, at least of getting to the finals. And you remember last year, the same way, nobody could stop Anthony Davis. I mean, the Clippers, who would they throw at him? Like, Kawhi? He can't guard him.
Yeah.
Zubac?
Yeah, I mean, they have no answers. You'd have to hope that somebody else can beat him, which I don't know who it would be.
Yeah, go Bears, just not quick enough.
Well, what would be your second team you feel most confident in that could dethrone the Lakers? It's still, like, I get they got LeBron, I get Anthony Davis, whatever, but it's so crazy to me. They're a 7 seed. We're still just like, yep, lock. Nobody even really that close. Well, like, that's kind of what we're saying right now. It's like,
but to me, there's,
wait a minute.
To me, they're a 7 seed because of injuries. It's not like they're a 7 seed because they've struggled
I completely get that, but...
I know, but I think it's important.
We keep talking about chemistry with the Nets. Like, that's the big thing is the Nets. Chemistry. I mean, LeBron's been out for, like, he's played, what, 2 games since he got injured 6 weeks ago? Seven weeks ago? Like,
but this is a team that still has most of its guts from last year in terms of its key pieces.
They kind of change up a lot of things.
I mean, like,
Harrell, brought in Schroeder.
Harrell's not going to be a key part. I mean, you could make the point of Schroeder, okay. But, like, Anthony Davis, KCP, Caruso, Kuzma. Mm-hmm. Like, those guys, you know, even the other Morris brother was there last year. I mean, like, those guys are going to be probably 5 of the 7 or 8 in the rotation. Like, Marc Gasol also, like, is pretty damn smart. Like, he's a pro's pro. Like, he knows how to play good team basketball. Like, now, I will say, like, Drummond, I'll be interested to see what Vogel does there at the center rotation between, you know, Drummond
just
and Gasol, because
sit him on the bench. Andre Drummond is just a, you're talking about bad. Like, we think Russell Westbrook's like a stat stuffer. Yeah. Drummond is an absolute stat stuffer. This guy's terrible. 100%. Terrible. Lakers should have never signed this guy.
But I'm just saying, like, we look at the, like, not every 7 seed is created equally. Like, the Celtics are the 7 seed. We're talking about them as if they're a 7 seed. Like, hey, you're going to lose in the first round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're a 7 seed because of just how they've been all year. Lakers are one because of injuries. Like, AD and LeBron have missed, you know, 50 games.
Yep.
Basically. Who do you want to see get that last spot? Golden State and Curry or Memphis and Morant and let them get some playoff taste?
Steph.
You want to see Steph?
Yeah, I want to see Steph. I mean, as simple as that.
Fair enough. Do you think I think the Grizzlies would beat the Warriors if they played. Depending on where that game's going to be, which they played the last game of the season, that will determine the tiebreaker and will probably determine the difference between the 8 and the 9 seed and who gets to have 2 chances.
Yeah, it's only half a game difference right now.
So. Yeah. Grizzlies got a tough game tonight. They played Dallas.
I'm guessing these playing games, just the higher seed host, is that how it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some big ones for playoffs tonight.
Which I feel like if I'm Golden State and I'm the 8 seed, I might just be like, hey, Steph, let's take it easy tonight, bro. We're not going to beat the Lakers. Let's just get ready for Memphis.
Yeah.
let's not do anything crazy. We got a big game in a couple of days.
Yeah, they're playing the Suns tonight.
Who are the Warriors?
Yep.
Oh, that's going to be tough for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them on a back-to-back. When I say both, I mean Memphis and Phoenix. So that's creating a little drama, at least. Although, I guess in that conference, you would still have a race for the 8 seed between Golden State and Memphis. That would be still a race to see who gets that last spot.
Yeah. Really, I don't think anyone would Lakers to beat the Knicks tonight.
I don't think anybody would really care in the East if it was Charlotte and Indiana chasing each other.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
I don't think anyone really cares. Stick with us. This is Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. I guess we got, what, 7 minutes left in this hour? Yeah. We can look at, we'll finish it up with NBA since we talked a lot about it already. ESPN went and put together their future rankings, their future power polls, their future power rankings for the next 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Each team gets judged on their players, their front office.
Mm-hmm.
How much money, I guess, they have to spend, the market, all of those things. Draft capital. Yeah. Do you want to take a guess on who came in ranked number one in terms of their outlook for the next 3 years?
Outlook for the next 3 years.
Next 3 years. Is it going to be the Knicks?
Ooh.
That's your guess?
I want to say Hawks, but I feel like it's not the Hawks.
It's not. I'll let you know it is not the Hawks.
I want to say it, but it's not. I know it's not going to be.
It is not the Atlanta Hawks. They are not number one.
If you're going off draft capital, I want to say OKC.
Well, it's not graded all equally. Okay. So, like, you know, the players matter the most.
Okay.
Draft capital, I think, is only worth like 8%.
I'll stick with the Nets, Vin, just because they're loaded up there.
Like, players are worth 58%, man's is worth 16, money's 8, draft capital's 8, things of that nature, market.
Okay. So you say who? I'll go Nets, Vin.
Nets, the Nets are number one. The Nets, they say, have the brightest outlook, which I think you agree with. I mean, they got the market, they got the players. I mean, they got three top 15 players.
Yeah.
Which I think gives their management credit, too, because, I mean, they got three top 15 players.
Yeah.
Draft capital is last in the league. Market is the third biggest. Money, they're 27th. Management, 8th. Players, 1. So, yeah, they are the number one team for outlook. Number two.
Got to be the Lakers.
They come in at number 3.
Oh.
Is it the Sixers?
No. The Sixers come in, let's see, number 5. They apparently have the 7th best players. They're tied for first in management.
Denver?
Denver comes in number 4. So, obviously, the top 5 teams we've talked about so far, the Sixers have good players.
Mm-hmm.
Players that should age well over the next 3 years with Simmons and Embiid. Denver obviously has Jokic.
Yeah.
Who, I mean, you know, is going to be the MVP. The Lakers have Anthony Davis. And I would say LeBron's still going to be a really good player over the next 3 years.
Yep.
Yep.
I disagree with who number 2 is, by the way, but number 2 is the Los Angeles Clippers.
Wait, what?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I would have thought they would have been a little lower. I guess they're taking into account because,
I mean,
Kawhi could leave.
Yeah, Kawhi's a free agent at the end of this year. Like, he could leave, depending on how the playoffs go. So, like, I'm surprised that they come in number 2, but they're number 2. They get credit for having the third best group of players, the third best management, the 4th biggest market, and, you know, the 28th in draft capital. But they come in, that's your top 5. The Nets, the Clippers, the Lakers, the Nuggets, and the Sixers.
Is the Clippers, Ross, are not a little overrated? Like, I mean, past...
I don't think they have the third best group of players, by
right,
any means.
Like, past Paul George and Kawhi, like, what all they got? Like, Beverly's not really... He is what he is.
I mean, I don't even know who the third best player is. Is it Marcus Morris, I guess, still?
I was about
still?
To say.
Yeah, I guess
like,
so.
Nicholas Batum. These are the guys you're excited about, like, off the bench, like, role players when it comes to just talent. Serge Ibaka. Like,
I mean, we haven't seen Ibaka in forever, which who knows if he can come back and be healthy. Maybe he could help them, you know, to get a boost before the playoffs. But, no, I agree with you. The Clippers having the third best roster does not seem accurate. Number 6, the Bucks, of course, Giannis. Number 7 comes to the New York Knicks, though.
Okay, I thought they would be the best, like, one that doesn't have a superstar right now.
Yeah, they're the only team right now without a superstar in the top 7.
Okay.
Their players are 18th. Their management's 11th. Their money is 1st. The market is 1st. They got the 7th most draft capital.
Okay. Checks out, though. I mean,
the New
flexible.
York Knicks, number 7.
Who would have thought? You buying that?
I mean, we've talked about it before. We've talked about it for years now. I mean, like, you know, in that market with that fan base, like, you would think eventually they're going to get somebody to take their money, but they never have.
Yeah.
Like, no one's ever taken their money. Now the management,
Julius Randle took the money.
Julius Randle took the money, but like he didn't take a lot of money. Like he's, he was just kind of on a smaller deal.
Yeah, he's definitely outplayed his contract, it seems like.
But like of the upcoming free agents, here are the guys who have a potential of being a free agent this year. I guess here's basically the top.
Yep.
Chris Paul can opt out of Phoenix. I would love to see Chris Paul at the Knicks.
That'd be fun.
If I'm Chris Paul, I'm just doing that every year. I'm going somewhere new every year. Like, hey, I'm just going to show you guys how good I am. I'm going to make this team go up a level.
Oh, I would love that too. Oh, wow.
Kawhi Leonard, Mike Conley, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. Those are your top five free agents.
Man, Kawhi and Chris with Randle and the Knicks.
A big drop-off after Kawhi. What did you say, DeMar DeRozan and who else?
Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry, yeah.
Oh, and Mike Conley. I mean, like, the next three are not very good. But, I mean, like, yeah, those are the five biggest. I mean, then there's some other guys that, like, some restricted free agents. I mean, like, John Collins, Norman Powell, Josh Richardson, Montrezl Harrell, Lonzo Ball. Like, there's some other guys.
Mm-hmm. Kawhi to New York? I mean,
Kawhi and Paul to New York?
I will say, the thing that appealed Kawhi to the Clippers a little bit was how hard they played, right? How they played defense, a team that was, like, no stars, just a young group. Kind of working together well. That was kind of what the Knicks are this year.
I would like to see Kawhi with Thibodeau as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be really cool if Chris Paul and Kawhi, like, hey, let's team up.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
So, like, do the Knicks get one of those two? Like, if you had to bet right now, could they get Chris Paul or Kawhi Leonard? Like, you probably wouldn't bet that they would. But, like, if they do become free agents, I would say the Knicks would be in the top running.
Yeah, and...
But otherwise, like, they're the only team on here without a superstar. But I guess they're projecting, like, hey, either Randle could continue morphing into a star because he probably will be an All-NBA guy this year.
Yeah.
Or they could try to get one. Or RJ Barrett maybe continues to develop. I don't know. Rounding out the top 10, the Jazz, the Suns, and the Mavericks. Ugh. Surprised the Mavericks have slipped so low, but I guess that's because Porzingis has been so bad.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, you know, you have Luka.
Yeah. No Trey Young, but you have him.
Your Atlanta Hawks are all the way down at 16th, Cam.
The disrespect.
Eesh.
The disrespect.
The 10th best roster, the 20th ranked management, which I don't understand that.
Yeah,
you know, seeing the moves we made, like Bogdanovic. You get...
We just traded Rajon Rondo for Lou Williams and 2 second-round picks.
I mean, seems...
Disrespectful.
Yeah, wow. 15th market, 16th draft capital, 16th money. I don't know, it just seems disrespectful.
Wow, that's fine.
Seems disrespectful.
Well, we're top of the league in 3 years.
It does say that the number 16 ranking will be short-lived and that they will go up next year. I don't know exactly what the hell that means, but
wasn't that the whole process?
I don't know. I don't know what the hell they're talking about. Hour one in the books. We'll kick off hour two with headlines. We'll talk some NFL. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.